This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Get a Casper mattress and get a great night's sleep. Try it for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn and use the promo code Glenn. Get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
For all those people that said, oh, Pat Gray, he's so pig-headed. He's so set in his ways that he'll never fill in the blank.
I don't think anybody's ever said that.
Support Trump. He'll never support Trump. Wow. Wait until you hear what Pat just said. We begin there right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Because we have won. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Because we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
If you're driving, I want you to pull your car over. Because this may cause you to have an accident. I've known Pat for since 1989. Never saw this coming. Right before we went on the air, he said, go ahead, Pat.
I forget what I said.
No. No, but it's seared in all of our memories.
I said I liked La La Land.
What the hell has happened?
Going on 2 weeks ago because I got sick after we haven't talked about it yet.
You know, we never talked about that musical we saw, Glenn.
That's what he said. That's what he said beforehand. You know, we haven't talked about that musical we went to see. And I'm like, musical that we went to see? What are you talking about?
Well, we didn't go alone. It wasn't like a, you know, we weren't holding hands as dates. We actually had our wives with us. But I thought that was a really good movie.
You leave for 2 days. You come back. Is this the same Pat?
I am in another dimension.
I've entered
another world.
Right.
Because my wife saw it and she did not really like it.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly, when I heard the word musical, I stopped listening to conversations about it. I am shocked. I mean, because I'm not surprised to hear Glenn likes it.
Right.
Obviously, right up his alley, makes perfect sense.
Yes, it sure
does. Pat Gray.
I know.
What has occurred?
What is happening?
I'm a well-rounded individual.
No, you're not.
I have varied tastes.
No, you do not. He was in here yesterday while you were gone, Stu, and he was ranting off the air something about Boston and how they went wrong in like the 1970s.
Every time, because we'll go out to lunch sometimes after the show, and every single time I get into his car, the first thing that happens is Boston blaring through the speakers until he awkwardly like reaches over and turns it down really fast because he turns the car off with Boston at full.
It may not be Boston. It could be Foreigner.
It could be Foreigner. Right. That's a really period.
Or
and that's
Styx.
The end of,
right. Or strangely, you know, now, La La Land.
The soundtrack. Yes. The soundtrack to La La Land. I thought it was enjoyable. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't so musical it was an opera.
Well, those are different, but I'm going to give that to you. I know what you mean.
You know, because, like, what was it? Was it Les Mis, the movie that was just non-stop singing? It was just, okay, I've had enough.
What Les Mis is.
Yeah, I know, right? And I'd had enough.
Right.
About 5 minutes into it. But this, it was enjoyable, except they didn't want, well, I don't want to blow it for anybody, but the ending is sad.
The ending is beautiful. I think the ending is great. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, Glenn has already blown that, I think, on the show.
No, I don't think I have.
I don't remember him blowing that.
What, that she gets canned?
Oh, no.
I've said it.
Canned goods.
Canned goods. She gets canned goods. Ending. All right. So my daughter went to see Manchester by the Sea, and she said...
That's really sad,
What is
too.
That, anyway?
Yeah, I don't know. And she said, Dad, have you seen Manchester? I said, no. And she said... Oh my gosh. And she tears up. You have to see it. And I went, you just gave it the kiss of death.
Right. Yeah.
I am not going to see it. And she's like, no, Dad, you have to. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. You will just love it. And I said, it's sad, isn't it? And she said, tears welling up. Yes. It's really sad. I cry every time I think about it. I stood outside of the theater and I cried for 10 minutes. And I'm like,
ringing
why would
for the
I
movie.
Go?
Yeah. Right.
Why would I go?
Yeah.
I don't want that in my life any more than it already is.
Right, I know. I mean, like, everything in my life is like that. Why? I want to go and escape.
Right. What was that movie a few years ago? Marley and Me. Do you remember that stupid movie?
Yes. Yeah. With the dog?
Oh my gosh. And I remember walking out of the theater and that, like, why did I just do that to myself? Mm-hmm. It was like the saddest.
Especially for a dog movie.
I know. Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, that is just saying to you, look, guys, we got around a table. We said, how can we play on people's emotions? Somebody said, let's do a cat movie. Somebody said, no, let's kill a dog.
What about a hamster? The dog won.
And all we've done is just built a script around playing on your emotions.
Right. I mean, like, you know, if you're going to go see Schindler's List, okay, you know it's going to be sad, but there's a real reason to see it. You want to see the history and all that other
stuff.
There
are some uplifting moments.
In Schindler's List, I don't recall those.
Yeah, really? No,
even at the end when he's on the railroad tracks, he's bummed. He's like, I could have done more.
It's
still bad.
Not a lot. Maybe in the previews you're remembering? Right. I don't know.
I think you might be thinking Life is Beautiful, where you realize halfway through, not so much.
We've lied to you in the title of this movie.
Right. Life is not beautiful. It's a concentration camp.
Has anybody but me seen Legacy 24 yet?
No, I have not seen it yet.
Okay.
Any good? Yeah, it's pretty.
It's compelling. Just like
he said, he was hooked like already.
Well, we watched. We were kind of thinking like, they're making another one without Kiefer Sutherland. It kind of sounds stupid. And then one day on Pat and Stu, we played the trailer for it, and in a minute and a half, we were back into it.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
I will tell you this:
there might be a problem at CTU.
Oh, no.
No.
Might be a problem in the government.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And there might be a problem with some American traders.
No.
I wonder if they're big oil companies. They're definitely not Islamic. That was the problem with you just turned me back off. I'm not interested.
After 8 seasons of that with the original, I was pretty done with
it. Yeah.
But I must be ready for it again. I think more than that, didn't it? I think
7 or 8.
No. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think we made it all the way through.
I didn't, but many did. I made it to season 6.
Have you guys, has anybody seen The New Pope?
No. Is that
Or The Young Pope?
The Young Pope.
I have not.
It's on HBO. Started watching it the other day, and I'm like, I don't like this at all. Because it seems like this young pope is, you immediately think he's really a bad guy. Like, really, really a bad guy. And the more you watch it, the more you think, now, wait a minute, maybe he's the really, really good guy who's taking down all of the trappings and the, you know, like it's really weird.
Is it a modern day setting?
Yeah, modern day setting, Jude Law. And if you're a Catholic, you can't watch it because it'll set your hair on fire. You know, it's the typical...
You mean it's not friendly to Catholicism?
No, it's not. Stunning. It's a typical, not friendly to Catholicism thing. But if you're not Catholic, you don't have that automatic barrier against, you know what I mean? But you're still like, I'm not sure exactly what's happening. So it's one of those things, I'm like 3 episodes into it, and I'm like, I'm starting to get invested in this. And if it turns out that he's really, that this, all this is a Catholic bash, I'm really going to be more pissed than even the Catholics.
And it might be.
That's what it usually is.
I know. This is just so bizarre. It's just so strange that I'm not sure how I feel about it yet.
And you said it's HBO?
HBO. So, I mean, it's got all the earmarks of just, let's just bash the church and bash religious people.
Does it center around the priest scandal
thing? No, it's got part of that in there, and he keeps pushing it off. And that's one of the things you're like, okay, wait a minute, why is he pushing the priest scandal off? But then I'm kind of getting the feeling that because he's hunting for bigger fish. He's like, he'll say things that are crazy. It's kind of, you remember The Last Temptation of Christ?
Yeah.
Okay, and it set everybody's hair on fire because the last temptation happened on the cross. This was the idea that the last temptation happened on the cross. And, you know, Jesus had children and a normal life. But that was just what Satan was showing him. Satan was showing him, hey, you could have all this. And in the end, all that happened, you know, the whole movie happened in just a fraction of the second on the cross. And that was what Satan was showing him. Hey, right now, you can end this and you can have all of that. And his last temptation, Jesus said, no.
So that was really controversial at the time, right?
Yeah, and it shouldn't have been, because the point was that's what Satan showed him, and Jesus said no. And I think it might be going in that direction, that this guy is saying things and doing things that look really bad on the outset, but it's only because he's rooting out real bad stuff.
HBO, Jude Law.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it'll come around.
I'm sure it's going to be fine.
No. Of course it will.
And it's going to be good for the Catholic Church.
Yeah, no. Or faith in general.
Yes.
Faith in general. So I've been having a problem I want to talk to you about. I'm losing touch with people more and more every day.
We started a segment with La La Land. Of course you're losing touch with people.
No. That was only deflection. I was only trying to deflect some of the stuff that I want to talk about. I'm not understanding the self-imposed ignorance of people right now. For instance, somebody said, oh, Glenn Beck, grow a spine. You know, we have to defeat evil. And I said, my spine is getting stronger and stronger every day. You don't defeat evil or hate with hate. Only light and love defeat hatred, evil, and error. Now, what does that mean to you, Stu? Do we ever pick up a gun against Hitler?
I want to say yes.
Yeah.
It's funny. I ISIS, you know, you're going to talk about the worst groups on earth, where, you know, is love the key? Obviously, there is an element of that long term, which is really more on their side and that they need to find it. But I mean, you wrote a book called It Is About Islam, right? Like, this is not something that you've taken lightly over the years.
So listen to some of the comments. Okay, chubby.
Well, that's
and I wrote back. I said, hey, I mean, you know, that's easy. I get it. Mock my way. Listen to this one. Try waving that Christmas sweater at the Berkeley mob and tell us how it goes for you.
Oh, so they remember the Christmas sweater book, but not the much more recent It Is About Islam book.
Right.
Or, but it's not, but or not liars.
They know the Christmas sweater, so they know that's about redemption. They know that's the Christmas story. That's obviously a listener. That you know the Christmas sweater and you don't understand, or you're mocking the meaning of the Christmas sweater behind that. I mean, it was stunning to me. Glenn, you've officially lost your effing mind. That's from a guy who has the, you know, blue line police shield as his avatar. Then some stuff I can't really repeat. Start a search to find Glenn Beck. Sometimes it seems he's risen to a sandal robe wearing door-to-door dribble salesman. Read up God Destroyed Evil many, many times. Okay, I got that one. I would suggest reading up on yourself and getting the log from your own eye. I'm trying to do that.
I think he has better information than he needs to read articles about himself.
Right.
To know about himself. He was there for all the things.
Thank you. Your spine is strong only because men stronger and braver than you are willing to defend the principles that you only pay lip service to. Bonhoeffer was killed by the Nazis. Men with guns defeated them. The left aren't the English and Gandhi or U.S. and MLK, and you know it. I think that one is actually advocating guns against the left. There are so many people that I tweeted on. This is a continuation from Sunday, because I tweeted, we have to take the hate out of our own hearts. Now, that's not saying that about you. It's saying about me. I got to take the hate out of my own heart. I have to find a way to love the people who absolutely hate me. And that is really hard. And I'm really I'm struggling with these things because I think it's self-imposed ignorance. I think these people, many of them, know better. They know better. They know that we're not talking about defeating the Nazis or ISIS. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about how are you going to, let me ask you this, for those on the right and the left, I heard Maxine Waters, and we want to play this in a second. She's now mentioning impeachment. What is that going to do? That's going to inoculate Donald Trump for all time on impeachment. That's all that's going to do. And it's going to drive the wedge between the left and the right again. Now, it's Maxine Waters, so I get it. Let me ask the protesters. You're going out and you're protesting what exactly? You were protesting the week he was elected. What do you think that's going to do? Does that make you look like you're a reasonable person? At least to half the country? You don't even have anything to protest. At least that time, you didn't have anything to protest. You were just out protesting. You're setting Starbucks on fire. Do you think that's going to win anybody over? More importantly, what have we learned about Donald Trump? Donald Trump punches back. It's why a lot of people like him. He punches back, and what does he say? If you punch me, I punch back.
Twice as hard.
Twice as hard. So we know every time you punch him, he will escalate. He will punch you back twice as hard. So you're going to riot. You're going to do these things. You're going to threaten impeachment. And what do you think he's going to do? Roll over? He's going to punch you back twice as hard. And then for you to survive, you have to punch him back. And then what is he going to do? He's going to punch back twice as hard again. I mean, where does this end? I don't think people are realizing, you know, it's like the woman told me in Poland. The righteous didn't suddenly become righteous. They just refused to go over the cliff with everyone else. Look at the cliff you're headed towards. Where does it end? If you're punching on both sides and you're claiming that we have to hate the other side and the other side is an enemy that must be destroyed, there's no place to go except civil war. There's no place to go. And I don't think the vast majority of people who are listening, the people who are not listening, the people who are for Trump and the people who are against Trump are really seriously wanting a civil war. I think most people want this to end. Stop it. So how do you get there? You get there by paying attention to principles only, not policies, and removing the hate in your heart. Nobody can punch you if you don't care. Oh, he punches you. And I know. It's never worked before, except every time it's tried. Every time somebody is seriously dedicated to it, it wins. Just not the way that maybe you want to win, or Jesus wanted to win, or Gandhi wanted to win, or Martin Luther King wanted to win. Bonhoeffer won. Those guys all may be dead, but they won. Now this, if you're hiring, you most likely need to find a person fast, and ZipRecruiter will get the results. It's the reason they've been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses like mine. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job on 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find the candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling the emails or calls to your office. You just screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Right now, use ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. We are-
Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine. And they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Mike. Sign up for the newsletter and get all the info you need to know at glennbeck.com.
Mike Lee is joining us in a few minutes. Also, more on Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders, the big steel cage debate tonight on CNN over Obamacare. We'll get into that when we come back.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Walking over to the audio vault, a couple of things you need to hear. First of all, here's Maxine Waters on impeaching President Trump.
And his relationship with Putin.
And knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo.
She had to be told by Nancy Pelosi
in Aleppo
where that was happening. Because she, seriously, I don't think she knows.
Well,
I really don't.
Maybe Aleppo, maybe, but the next one, definitely not.
And listen, the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Into Korea.
He's
advancing into Korea.
That news? Into Korea.
He shouldn't do that.
I was okay with Korea, but when he went into Thailand and Taiwan and then he got into Tai Chi, that's where I said, okay, enough. Right. Enough.
When he started to cross the border into Siam,
I was
upset.
Because the king was, I think he was singing at the time, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
he was.
He was singing.
He was.
And his song had to stop.
Right.
Because of the invasion.
Of Siam.
That ruined our
Putin
musical.
Is not going into Korea. Maybe you meant
Crimea? I don't think she did. I honestly don't think
no,
she did.
No, I think somebody said Crimea around her, and all she heard was the area. Mm-hmm. And thought it was Korea.
Thank goodness she didn't think it was diarrhea.
Right.
Because it could
and
have
he's
just
going
as
into diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
I mean, at least Korea so and bad. Crimea share a couple of letters. It's closer than she normally gets.
Yes.
We can give her that.
Yes.
That is, that's actually a pretty good moment for Maxine Waters.
So bad.
That's a good moment.
So bad.
It's one of her better ones. I mean, good is probably not the right word.
Now, let's listen to President Trump from yesterday.
And all across Europe, you've seen what happened in Paris and Nice. All over Europe, it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's gotten to a point where it's not even being reported. And in many cases, the very, very dishonest press doesn't want to report it.
They do. So terrorist acts are happening all over the place, and the press is covering that up? They're just ignoring that?
That's what he's saying.
Because he starts it with, you've seen it. Well, where have we seen it? If they're not covering it, where have we seen it?
Right, like, how do we even know about it?
Right?
InfoWars.
It's one of those things where there's two ways to go on this, right? You can kind of criticize, like, you can go and answer what he said here, which is that the press isn't covering these attacks, and address the claim straight on, which is, you know, what media sources are doing today. And we can go through the details of that. The other side of it is, do you believe that Trump is bringing this up, knowing that the media will come after these claims and make the story The story people will absorb is not that Trump made a mistake about the coverage, but that the fact that there's been 78 terrorist attacks, right? Like, people will start thinking about terrorism, and that will back his policies as far as, like, is he, again, the master manipulator, or is he just blurting things out that makes no sense? I mean, because NBC, you know, NBC, who you'd think would be the worst at carrying, covering terrorist attacks, went back and did this. They released this, the list of 78 terrorist attacks. They had covered 57 of the 78. So 57 of the 78 they had actually covered. There are 21 that they did not cover were smaller incidents in places like Egypt, Bosnia, or Bangladesh, resulting in the deaths of total of 8 people in the 21 attacks. Mm. So you would understand why a national news source might not address a terrorist attack in Bangladesh that killed no one. That wouldn't be something necessarily that they would cover on the national American news. But doesn't he win this? Doesn't he win this story? He wins this news cycle if what we're talking about is 78 terrorist attacks. Now, of course, I agree with him that it is a serious problem, unlike much of the media. So I'm happy that he wins this news cycle. But it's a different strategy, right? If it's a strategy, and it's not just him blurting things out that he saw on InfoWars, which a lot of people are also accusing him of, it's probably brilliant in some way of manipulating the media. On the other side of that, if he's saying these things and he actually believes them, it's troubling because how else would we know about Paris and Nice? San Bernardino is the reason he came out and did the Muslim ban. It was covered all over the place. That was covered immensely. The only reason he went into the Muslim ban thing in the first place, it was all the coverage and the seriousness of that incident, which we all took very seriously. So I don't know. Which one do you believe?
He blurted it out.
Just blurted it out.
Yep.
Because he does win these things this way. I mean, instead of the negative press he's been getting and protests and things like that, it's now directed to how much terrorism there is. And many of his supporters will believe that it wasn't covered at all. And doesn't he win a news cycle with that? If the question is,
I don't know, it's a pretty big leap for people, I think, to swallow that the press doesn't want to cover terrorist attacks.
Oh no, I don't think that's hard to swallow at all.
I don't think very good things about the mainstream media in general. But when there's a serious attack, they cover it.
Let me play it another way.
We see it all the time.
Maybe play it the other way. Maybe he wasn't talking about those, but he was talking about the terrorist attacks like at Fort Hood, which was workplace shooting.
Right. That sort of vibe, I think, yeah, totally relates to people, particularly conservatives.
Yeah.
But it was covered.
So, like, he's saying they didn't cover it. What really happened, I think, in the minds of conservatives, did they cover it accurately?
Yeah, take Orlando. They covered that, but did they cover that accurately?
Right. They did. They tried everything they could, to make it not seem like terrorism and more like some shooter.
Correct. Mm-hmm. They don't want to cover
Muslim terrorism. Like homophobia.
And again, like the way he says it plainly is not true. However, if you take what you think, if you can come up with a way where it sort of is true and relates to people. And I think that's the way people take it, right? I think the president of the United States should have the standard of literal. I mean, the whole literal serious debate that's happened over the past few months, the president of the United States needs to be able to say what he means literally. It can't be something that we all have to reach into the back of our mind and come up with some justification as to what he's saying. However, I think when you talk about media strategy, it probably works. I think people do realize that the media is oftentimes not honest with the way that they handle terrorist attacks. They do everything they can to I listened to a debate this morning on CNN with a Republican representative in which they were trying yet again to equate the Timothy McVeigh bombing to the state of Islamic terrorism today. Don't white people do this too? And it's like, how on earth can that debate still be alive at this point? And people see this happen over and over and over again, and they relate to this.
So what you're talking about, though, is exactly what I talked about in the last half hour, which is intellectual honesty. Do we have any intellectual honesty anymore? Is anybody looking at these things and trying to be intellectually consistent and honest? I think there's a great hunger for it. Real hunger for it.
I hope so. You know, I mean, it's certainly the only reason any of us are in this business, right? I have no need for shows that come out and just tell me what I want to hear every day. I'd rather be challenged and think about these things in that way. You want to have, at least have people who are attempting to hit the standard of intellectual honesty. And if you don't have that, what do you have? Nothing. I mean, there's no point in doing this. Right? You know, there's no point in doing this if what you're doing is you're going to a site or whatever that's just going to kind of further what you believe at any cost. And that I mean, the left has a zillion of those. The people like to criticize the right for doing it now because obviously Trump's in power and now everyone all of a sudden cares about it again. But the left has all this as well. Look at the people out there protesting. They're nuts. Many of them are basically, when you talk about, they're factually insane. And I don't mean like the fact is that they're insane. I mean like when it comes to relationship with the facts, it's like insanity. It's a whole other world, a whole other language.
I agree with you. All right, Valentine's Day. Can I ask you, who's worried about what we're getting for Valentine's Day?
No one. Nobody.
This holiday pisses me off.
Uh-huh, me too.
It really pisses me off. Mm-hmm. You get a card. I never want a card.
Man, I don't even get a card.
You don't even get a card.
Mm.
You get nothing.
Nothing.
Do you get her something?
No. Yes, I do. Of course I do.
You old romantic.
I have to. I have to, but it's a one-way, this is a one-way holiday. There's no doubt about it.
You don't even get the something very basic just to kind of like so she can say she got you something too.
Mm-mm.
But at least she'll go. Will she go out with you for a meal you paid for?
She would do that.
That's nice.
Yeah, she would do that.
What do you get for Valentine's Day?
We usually get something, you know, nice. You know, you get the card, you get a little gift, maybe.
Nothing, right, Jeffy?
No.
Nothing.
Oh, Jeffy's
card.
Not
I get a card. Valentine's Day is 1 week away.
Oh my God.
I know. Can you believe it?
There's probably a lot of reservations left, though, at restaurants, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. The closer you get, the easier it is.
Yeah, Pro Flowers will help you so you don't have to have an excuse. Right now, you can get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Or you can upgrade for $9.99 more. You get a 24 long-stem assorted roses, the premium vase, and chocolates. So give her the vase and the flowers. And you don't need to tell her that you got the chocolates as well. Anyway, go to proflowers.com, use the promo code Glenn, pick your flowers, and then check out in 2 minutes. ProFlowers bouquets are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. It's the only way you can get the 24 assorted roses with the free glass vase starting at $29.99 is at proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the right-hand corner and type in my name, Glenn, code name Glenn at proflowers.com.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Welcome to the program. There's a new poll out.
It's a good one, too.
Yeah, it's a really good one. It's going to make you feel really good on how people on the Democratic Party, in the Democratic Party, feel about Christians.
Well, it's genius. according to a new CBS poll, so it's not some rinky-dink thing, a majority of Democrats said they believe that the religion of Islam is dangerous. They'll give us that. But other religions are just as bad. 66% of Democrats believe when it comes to other religions, and they define it Christianity, Judaism, Mormonism, they're responsible for just as much violence as Islam. The casserole killings from the Mormons have got to stop.
Well, that's all part of the larger Jello Jihad, and I think
yes.
Don't mock
and
this.
We did,
don't mock
we
this.
We did declare a Jello Jihad in 19
in Bowling Green
78.
The Bowling Green massacre, the Jello Jihad, the Bowling Green massacre was
just unbelievable.
Come on,
name one. I wish these polls would challenge people. Really, can you name a Christian massacre or a Mormon or a Jewish massacre?
The Pat poll would be awesome. Like you'd ask the normal question, and Pat would just be following up. Oh, really? Name one, you idiot. You moron. That would be really interesting. That's not the way scientific polling typically works, where you have the interviewer
berating. Maybe it should.
I like that.
14% of these Democrats believe Islam is more violent than Christians.
Wow.
Or Mormons or Jews. I mean, that's mind-boggling. That's just, you're just, it's denial of reality.
Isn't that where we are?
Yeah, it is.
It's just deny the reality and choose your own. So, you know, choose your own ending.
Really weird.
It is where that woman in Poland said we would be. Don't go over the cliff with the rest of humanity. You don't have to do anything special. You just don't go over the cliff with the rest of humanity. And that's really what's happening. I mean, I can't believe I'm watching that in real time. People are going over the cliff of insanity.
What is this Bowling Green massacre that Kellyanne Conway talked about?
So, I think, you know, her case on it is she just made a mistake. So she said, if you didn't...
No, she said she missed one word.
Right. That was the mistake. So she said it was a Bowling Green massacre. No one will talk about the Bowling Green massacre.
Won't, because there hasn't been
a Bowling Green massacre.
I only saw one of the clips. I saw reports that said she said it on a few different shows.
Multiple times.
What she said was, no, what I meant was the Bowling Green attackers. Now, there also wasn't an attack in Bowling Green. What she seems to be referring to is there were two people with terror ties arrested in Bowling Green, and they were, I believe, Iraqi refugees. And they were arrested. The terror ties they were arrested with was not about attacking the United States, but trying to collect arms for ISIS overseas.
Were they Iraqi Mormons?
They were Iraqi Mormons. Yes, okay.
Right. They were Mormon Christian Jews.
Yes,
those are dangerous.
You
crossbreed Mormon
you
Christian
don't
Jews.
Want none of that.
No, you don't want.
But
none
in,
of that.
In this interview I was telling you about this morning with on CNN, where they were going after this representative, and he's like, "Look, you know, we've seen all these terrorist attacks, and we have to make sure that we're being careful." And her answer was essentially, "Well, what about white people? You don't care about white people having terrorist attacks." And his response was, "Look, I mean, look, we've had obviously we care about all attacks, but." The preponderance of them, of the evidence, points to Islamic extremism. And she goes, well, what about that attack with a white person killing six Muslims at a mosque? And so that was, first of all, the only answer, the only example she could come up with. Second of all, it was in Canada. Wasn't even in America. So the examples they have is one attack in Canada, and then she goes to Timothy McVeigh. Those are her first two. Eventually, she got to Charleston, which I think is, I'm totally fine calling that a terrorist attack. However, you're talking about a large swath, thousands of attacks around the world that have happened with Muslim extremism.
So Timothy McVeigh committed those attacks in the name of agnosticism?
Yes, agnosticism.
He was not Christian.
He was not
Christian.
No, even MSNBC, by the way, reported that.
Did they? Yes, that he wasn't Christian?
That he was not Christian.
He didn't do that in the name of Christianity?
No, he did not.
Wow.
I mean, but again, it was a white extremist is the way they were doing it. But again, there have been white Muslim extremists who have done attacks. We've seen that before. It's just a ridiculous argument. And when you can't agree on the basics, how can you go any further?
You kind of can't.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.